Hello and welcome. I'm Lisa Salinger, and I'm here today to talk to you about how to set up email for SAMNet in other programs and on other devices you might have. There is a perfectly good emailer in SAMNet. However, you might want to get your SAMNet email on other devices. Recently, Serotech has made some changes which will help to keep you and your information even more secure, and I would like to go through those changes today and show you how to either set up a new device to use SAMNet Mail or to use the device that you already have. Regardless of whether you're starting from scratch or not, you'll need to make sure that you have a password set within SAMNet. This is not your PIN that you use to log in to Serotech services. This is a password that is set up only for the purposes of sending and receiving SAMNet email. Recently, we've taken steps to make sure that these passwords are more secure. So let's first take a look at that. I'm on my desktop, and I'm going to start the System Access Mobile Network by pressing Ctrl-Alt-N.
Taskbar, please wait. SAMNet Home. SAMNet Home. Link, this week, we've...
Okay, and I'm going to stop Kate. That's NeoSpeech Kate. She has quite a lot to say, and it's not always relevant to what we are doing here.
You have one new message. Link. Email link.
So I'm on email. You can navigate to that option in whichever way that you would like. And I'm going
new
to press
window.
Enter.
Email one link. Read.
Now I have the click sound set up. If you have the classic sound, you may hear warbling, but just know that on my system I have the clicks. So if you don't hear the sound that you are accustomed to, that's why. We are now in the main screen of email that is likely familiar to many of you. And the very last option.
End of page. Set POP3 IMAP password. Advanced link.
Is to set the POP3 IMAP password. Now, you're going to choose whether or not to use POP3, sometimes pronounced POP3, or IMAP. Sometimes pronounced IMAP, but in either case, the password is the same. So let's press enter here.
Set POP3 IMAP password to access your SAMNet email using third-party email software via POP3 or IMAP. You must set a separate password for this purpose. This password is separate from your SAMNet PIN. Your POP3 IMAP password should be difficult to guess. Ideally, it should consist of uppercase and lowercase letters, numbers, and punctuation. POP3 IMAP password. POP3 IMAP password. Password field.
Now, I'm going to do what some of you might do, and I only say that because in the past, this is something I have done. Many people will use the name of a pet or their first guide dog or their current dog as a password. So I'm going to type in the name of a fictional dog only because my first dog's name was unusual and I don't know if it would allow that, but I'm going to type in Fluffy with a capital F and I'm going to tab.
POP3 IMAP password again for verification password field.
And I'm typing it again. And now I'm tabbing.
Save button.
And I'm on the save button. You can press enter or space here.
Message from web page. That password is not strong enough. Try adding random numbers or punctuation marks. You can also string multiple words together. Replacing letters with similar looking numbers or punctuation marks does not help much. OK button. SA Mobile Network email. Set.
Okay, so I pressed space on OK, and I'm back to the area where I need to set my password. There are many ways to set good, strong passwords. Some people will take the first letter of a word and they will make a password out of a group of several words. For example, if you take the phrase "Samnet is great and it only costs $149 per year," you could take the first letter of each of those words. You could use the dollar sign, the comma, the exclamation point, etc. So then your password would be SIG, comma, AOC, dollar 149 PY, exclamation point. And you would want to capitalize one or two of those letters. The other thing that I have sometimes done is I will use maybe a nonsense word that is part of my family's history, or I will use a nickname. For example, my first guide dog made himself quite sick by eating several cups of soap fragments, and he ended up with the nickname Dope on a Rope. Not many people know that. Well, now they do, but I never use this as my password. So I'm going to make a password out of this silly nickname. I'm going to put capital D-O-A-R, and then I'm going to put his birthday, which was 7490, and then I'm going to put an exclamation point because, well, for a dog born on the 4th of July and a dog with the nickname Dope on a Rope, what other extraneous symbol would you use? So that's my password, at least in this sample session. So I'm going to tab.
POP3 IMAP password. Again, for verification, password field.
And I'm going to type DOAR7490, exclamation point.
Save button.
And let's see if it will allow this password.
Done. Email 1. Link. Read new.
Okay. And it liked that password, so that is a good thing. You can, by the way, use any number of symbols in your passwords. You can use the dollar sign, the exclamation point, the star. Basically, if it's on your keyboard, you can use it in your password. So now that the password is set, it's time to set up the email in a third-party program. I'm going to show you how to do this in two different situations. First, we're going to set up SamNet email in Outlook, and then we're going to set it up on the iPhone. Not to worry, though. If you are using Windows Live Mail, Mac Mail, or an Android tablet, or something I haven't even mentioned, many of the settings will be similar. I'm showing you these two because they are probably the most commonly used and because they provide good examples of how it's done in a number of situations. Now I'm going to exit SamNet.
SamNet Home 1 ESA Mobile Network. Are you sure you untitled?
I could leave it open, but I don't really need it to be. I already have Outlook open, so I'm going to switch to that. In this case, I'm using Outlook 2013. I imagine that in Outlook 2007, setup is similar, and I know from experience that it is very similar in Outlook 2010.
Inbox Lisa.Sal.
Now I'm in Outlook. And I'm going to press Alt F as in file.
Selected account info tab Alt F I.
From here, I'm going to press Enter.
Selected account drop down list Lisa.Sal.
And I pressed Control so it doesn't read off all my email address information.
Lisa.ptd add account D.
And you can either up or down arrow to add an account and press enter.
Add account. Auto account setup. Outlook can automatically configure many email accounts. Email account. Radio button selected. One of one.
So this is an email account. That's what we want. In this case, it's the only option available, so that's a good thing.
Your name, editable text, blank.
Now, I have created a separate testing account so that I don't have to rebuild all my settings. In this case, my name is Sarah, S-A-R-A-H.
Sarah.
And my last name is Tech.
Tech, email address, editable text, blank.
And my email address, again, this is all done on a test server. So if you're listening to this training and your name is Sarah and your email is sarah@samobile.net, no worries. This is just in a testing environment that I am using this information. So I'm going to type in my email, sarah@samobile.net.
Sarah@samobile.net. Password. Password field. Blank.
Then I'm going to enter the password I just created.
Or type password. Password. Next button. Alt plus N.
I typed my password. I tabbed. I retyped the password. I'm now on the next button, and I'm going to press enter.
Add account tab. Back button. Alt plus B. Cancel button. Back button. Alt plus B.
As you hear when we tab, all we have at the moment are a back button and a cancel button. This is because Outlook is searching for the account and it is trying to automatically configure the account. This will take a little while. It is still looking, as I explain. I have not stopped or paused. This will give you an idea of the amount of time it may take. And now we have the next button available. This may take a longer or shorter amount of time for you based on the software versions and computer speeds that you have available to you.
Cancel button.
We have
back
a next
button, Alt plus B.
A cancel.
Next button, Alt
and
plus
a back
N.
Button. Let's press modifier W and read the dialogue and we can get an idea of what's going on.
Add account. Problem connecting to server. Configuring. Outlook is completing the setup for your account. This might take several minutes. Operation succeeded. Establishing network connection. Searching for Sarah at Samobile.net settings. Logging onto the mail server. An encrypted connection to your mail server is not available. Click next to attempt using an unencrypted connection. Back button. Alt plus B. Next button. Alt plus N. Cancel button.
Basically, what it is saying is there is a problem. It can't connect with the information it has in a way that is encrypted. And connecting with encryption is certainly safer. You don't want to go back because there's no information that you can change. You might think that the sensible thing to do is to press cancel. After all, there's a problem. Unfortunately, this will take you back to square one, and you'll still run into the same thing. In other words, what you are seeing now is completely normal. So what you want to do is press next.
Cancel back. Next button. Alt plus N. Back button. Alt plus B. Retry button. Alt plus R.
The first option is to retry, and I can tell you that there is no point in doing this because you need to enter a bit more information for this to be successful. This is Outlook's way of trying to help you. If everything is completely standard, as Outlook determines it, then this will go through with no problem. However, if even one thing is a little different, you'll have to enter some information on your own. I found I also had to do this for my home email address.
Cancel button, email address, editable text, sarah@samobile.net. Change account settings, checkbox, not checked.
You want to press space to check this box.
Checked.
because you do indeed want to change account settings.
Back button, next button, Alt plus N.
Now we're going to have a list of services, and each one has lengthy explanations, and we will not go through each of these in depth. The first one is a Microsoft Exchange account. This is not what we want.
Outlook.com or Exchange Active Sync compatible.
We don't want that either.
POP or IMAP radio button selected. Connect to a POP or IMAP email account. One of one.
I'm not sure why this reads one of one, but this is the option that we want. What has happened in review is that we've come to a list box, and we want to down arrow until we reach the option that says POP or IMAP. Once we do that, that radio button will be checked, and now we can tab to the next item.
Back button, next button, Alt plus N.
In this case, the next item is a next button. Tab to that and press space.
Add account tab, your name, editable text, Sarah Tech.
I already have my name, or at least my pseudonym, entered.
Email address, editable text, sarah@samabile.net. Account type, edit combo box, POP3.
Whether you use POP3 or IMAP is a personal choice. In my case, I prefer to use IMAP. IMAP does a better job of keeping email organized. So if I'm going to check it from my phone or from Outlook or from SamNet, if I've deleted an email in one place, it will be deleted in all three places. So I won't have to go through duplicate sets of email. This is not the case with POP3, and it doesn't always do an especially good job of keeping organized about what emails you've deleted or not deleted. So what I want to do is down arrow
IMAP
to IMAP.
Example, Ellen Adams. Example, Ellen@contoso.com. Type the password your internet service provider has given you. Incoming mail server. Editable text. Blank. Outgoing mail server. Incoming mail. Account type.
When you tab, the next item will read a lot more information than you need, so I'm just going to press Control to stop speech.
Example, incoming mail server. Blank.
What I've done at this point is stop the speech because it's reading information from a few fields. To read only what is needed at the moment, I press modifier key and the up arrow.
Incoming mail server, blank.
Because I am demonstrating and recording this in a test environment, my incoming server will be different. Yours is going to be secure. .samobile.net. This is also what it is on my personal SamNet email that is already configured. So it's secure.samobile.net.
Mailtest.samabile.net. Outgoing mail server. SMTP. Editable text. Mail.samabile.net.
At least in my case, it seems to like to suggest mail.samobile.net. But this also should be secure.samobile.net. You may have mail.samobile.net in your setup if you are just making changes to an account that's already created. Part of our new security measures mean that you should change this from mail to secure.
LIAM. Mail. Username. Editable text. Sarah.
Now, in this case, it only puts the part of my username that is before the at sign, but we need the entire email address. So you can either
selection cut
that, or you can edit it.
Sarah@samabile.net. Password. Password field.
This is a good reason for remembering your password and typing slowly and carefully because, as you can tell, you will need to enter it several times during setup.
Remember password checkbox checked.
That would be nice. That way I won't ask each time. This is checked by default, and my suggestion is that you leave it that way.
Require logon using secure password authentication, SPA, checkbox, not checked.
You don't want this to be checked.
Example, Ellen Adams.
Here's another one where it's reading a lot more than it needs to, so I'm stopping the speech. And you can do this with any field, not just these specifically. To hear what I currently need to enter, I'm pressing modifier. In my case, I'm using insert. An up arrow.
Mail to keep offline. Slider 100.
This you can leave as is.
More settings. Button Alt plus M. Back button Alt. Next button Alt plus cancel button. Your name.
And then you're back around to the beginning. However, you do want to go into the more settings option. If you have followed along with me and tap, just hold down shift. And press tab.
Cancel button. Next button. Back button. Example, Ellen Adams.
And that will move you back through the items.
More settings. Button. Alt plus M.
And we are on the more settings button. Press enter.
Internet email settings. General tab. Mail account. Type the name by which you want to refer to this account. For example, work or Microsoft Mail server. Editable text. Sarah@samabile.net.
You can leave this, or if this is a little long, if you don't want to hear that whenever you're going through accounts,
Sarah@samabile.net, deleted.
You can press backspace to clear that out, and you could type something like
Samnet
mail.
Mail, other user information, organization, editable text, blank.
I'm leaving this blank.
Reply email, editable text, blank.
I like to fill this in rather than leaving it blank, so you're going to put the same email address you entered before.
Sarah@samabile.net. OK button.
Now, you don't want to press this because this is a multi-tab dialog box. So you're going to tab past OK.
Cancel button. General tab. Mail account.
This is the general tab, and this is the information you just filled out. Now, press your right arrow.
Outgoing server tab.
And here is more information to fill in.
My outgoing server, SMTP, requires authentication. Checkbox, not checked.
This should be checked.
Checked.
So press space. Now tab.
Use same settings as my incoming mail server. Radio button, selected. 1 of 3.
And you want to leave this as it is? So tab until you come back to the tabs on the multi-tab dialog area.
OK button, cancel button, outgoing server tab.
Now if I arrowed left, I would be back to general.
General tab, mail account.
I'm going to arrow
outgoing
right.
Outgoing server tab.
This is where we were. So now I'm going to continue by arrowing right again.
Advanced tab, server port numbers. Incoming server, IMAP, editable text, 143.
The first field in this area says incoming server, IMAP. If you had set your email as POP3, it would say incoming server, POP3. The default that Outlook uses is not what SAMNET email uses, so you will want to change this. If you are using IMAP, you will change it to 993. And if you're using POP3, you'll change it to 995.
143, deleted.
I backspaced once and that cleared it. So I'm going to type 993. Now I'm going to tab.
993, use defaults button, Alt plus D. Use the following type of encrypted connection. Edit combo box, none.
Down arrow once to select SSL, which is what you want.
SSL. Outgoing server, SMTP, editable text, 25.
This port used to be very commonly used. It is blocked by many internet providers, and we do not use it anymore. You'll want to press backspace to clear it out.
25, deleted.
Whether you are using IMAP or POP3, you'll want to set this to 465. The only exception to this that we are aware of is if you are using an iPhone, an iPod Touch, or an iPad, you'll want to use 587. We'll go over that a little bit more later. You can use 465, but it will take a little longer to connect using those devices. So in this case, we do want to use 465, and I'm going to type it in.
465. Use the following type of encrypted connection. Edit combo box. None.
I have tabbed, and again, I need to set the type of connection. It is asking for information related to the incoming and the outgoing connection, and both of these need to be set correctly for your email to work properly.
SSL.
I've down arrowed to SSL, and I'm going to tab.
Short. Server timeouts. Select folders. Root. Send items. Delete. Purge. OK button.
You can tab past those next few items because they are not of relevance at this point. This is the last of the tabs. So at this point, when you reach the OK button, you can press Enter.
Add account, POP and IMAP account settings. Enter the mail server settings for your account. Next button, Alt plus N.
I've already done this, so I'm going to just press Enter here, right on the next button.
Test account settings, tasks tab. Outlook is testing the account settings you entered. Stop button, Alt plus S. Errors tab, close button, Alt plus C. Some errors occurred while processing the tests. Review the list of errors below for more details.
If you get an error, like the one I just got, you'll need to go back through your settings to make sure that you have typed everything properly. Please note that some things may be different. For example, when I went back through my settings to double-check everything, the password was erased, and the port number for my outgoing connection was changed back to 25. So I had to put in my password and set the port number back to 465. I'm going to press next and we'll try again.
Test account settings, tasks tab. Outlook is testing the account settings you entered. Stop button, Alt plus S. Close button, Alt plus C. Congratulations. All tests completed successfully. Click close to continue. List. Tasks tab. Congratulations. Close button. Alt plus C.
Tab to the close button and press space, or as suggested by our friend Kate, press Alt plus C.
Add account. POP and IMAP account settings. Enter the mail server settings for add another account. Finish button.
I shift tabbed back to finish and pressed enter.
Inbox SamNet Mail Outlook Table View List Empty From.
And now I am in my SamNet Mail folder. It may initially say it's empty, but within a few seconds, any email that you have should be in the folder. Let's look now at setting up email on the iPhone. Please note that as various iOS upgrades become available, this information could change slightly, but shouldn't change so much that it will affect your use of it.
Notes, mail, contacts, calendars, button.
I have gone into settings and I've located the item called mail, contacts, and calendars, and I'm going to double tap on that.
Mail, contacts, calendars, settings, back button.
Please also note that you can set up either on the iPhone or on Outlook. You don't necessarily have to do both. I am doing both for the purposes of training, but setting up on one does not automatically mean that you need to set up on the other. In fact, I generally retrieve SamNet email either from within SamNet or from my iPhone, but rarely use Outlook for that purpose.
Mail, contacts, calendars, heading, accounts, heading. iCloud, button. Saradek, button. PTD, but Lasasali 313 at account, button.
I have flicked right, and I pass by the accounts that I've already created, and I come to the next option, which is add an account. So I'm going to double tap.
Add account, mail, back button. Add account, heading, iCloud account, Microsoft Exchange account, Google account.
Now these are all kinds of accounts I can use. For example, if I had a Google account, it would know to go to Google's server and look up information.
Yahoo account, AOL account, Microsoft Outlook account, Google account, Yahoo account, AOL account, Microsoft Outlook account, other.
Other is what we want, and it is the last item. So I'm going to double tap other.
Other, add account, back button, other, heading, mail, heading, add mail account, button.
This is the area for mail. If I flicked right past that, or if I moved my finger down the screen, I would find options for adding various kinds of contact files and calendars. But for now, we are concerning ourselves with mail, so again, I'm going to double tap there.
New account, cancel, button.
In this case, I am flicking right. Normally, when I use an app quite a lot, I will explore by touch. However, I don't find that I'm setting up email on a daily basis. So in this case, it is more convenient and it ensures that I'm not missing any information.
New account, heading, next, dimmed, button, name, John Appleseed.
So the first item is a next button, which is dimmed because I haven't filled in any information. Then we have the name, and the explanation they give basically is that the name could be John Appleseed, for example. In other words, they want basically first and last, or however you want your name displayed. In this particular setting, they do this quite a lot. They will have what seems like two fields requiring the same information. In fact, the first one is for display, and the second is for entering text. So let's flick right again.
Name, John Appleseed, text field. Double tap to edit.
I'm going to double tap.
Name, text field, is editing, character mode, John Appleseed.
Now it says John Appleseed, and I used to think that John Appleseed was written here and you had to erase it, but you don't. That's just part of the text that belongs to that particular field.
Capital S, capital F, A, A, T, R, R, A, A, J, H, H, space, Sarah. Capital T, capital E, E, C, C, J, H, H.
I am a little slow because I am just typing on the phone itself. I'm not using a Bluetooth keyboard in this particular case. You may certainly do either.
Name, is editing, character mode, Sarah Tech. Name, text field, email, user, at, example.com. Email, user, at, example.com, text field. Double tap to edit.
I double tap.
Insertion point at end.
And I can then enter the information. I will pause the recording while I do that, and you may want, if you are following along, to do the same and restart when you have entered your email. In this case, the email I'm entering is sarah@samobile.net. When I flick right, the next thing I will come to is the area where the word password is displayed. Flicking right again will bring me to the edit field.
Password required. Secure. Password required. Secure. Password required. Secure. Text field. Double tap to edit.
When you hear that you are on a text field, you will double tap to edit.
Insertion point at end.
When you enter your password, this works a little differently. If you are not familiar with it, you may want to consult the iPhone's manual or a similar book. But what you're going to do is you're going to type the letter.
More, shift, triple, capital F, capital D.
Once you find the letter that you want, and it's spoken correctly, then you raise your finger and you'll hear a click to know that you have entered that letter correctly.
J, I, O, A, T, R, shift, triple A, shift, more, numbers, 7, 6, delete, 6, 7, 3, 4, 9, 0.
When setting up a password, whatever platform you're using, you have to be very careful how you type it because you usually can't review it to see if you've made any errors. However, on the iPhone and similar devices, you do get a little bit of help. It will tell you how many characters your password contains, and that will give you a pretty good idea about whether or not you have typed it correctly.
Password, secure, is editing, character mode, 8 characters.
In this case, it says my password is 8 characters. This is wrong because my password is actually 9 characters. And as soon as I heard this, I realized my mistake. I had forgotten to type the exclamation point at the end of my password.
Password, secure, text field, is editing, character mode, 8 characters.
I don't need to double tap here because I'm already editing. However, if I forgot that and I did double tap, I would be taken to the beginning of the text field.
Insertion point at start.
No problem. I can double tap again and I'll be taken to the end of the text field.
Insertion point at end. More, numbers. Apostrophe, exclamation mark.
Now it should say my password is 9 characters.
Email, Sarah at password, secure, is editing, character mode, 9 characters. Password, secure, description, samobile.net.
I'm going to leave that for the moment, primarily because I don't feel like changing it.
Description, samobile.net, text field. Double tap to edit.
However, as I said when we set this up in Outlook, you can change it to anything that you want. You can allow it to be your whole email address. You can change it to SamNet mail or personal mail, whatever you'd like.
1. Description, samobile.net, text field. Double tap to edit.
When I flick right from this, I hear the number 1. Depending on if you last typed letters or numbers, you may hear the letter Q. This means that you are now into the keyboard part of the screen. And so, obviously, that's not where you want to be. You want to go back up to the top left corner of your device.
1 of 5, Verizon Network, cancel, button.
Okay, that is as far left as I can be near the top of the screen. I'm not into the status bar, I'm right below it. Now I'm going to flick right.
New account, heading, next, button.
And now my next button is not dimmed.
Alert, invalid email address. Please enter a valid email address for this account. Please enter a valid email address for this account. Okay, button. New account, email, password, email, text field, is editing, character mode, Sarah at Samobile.net.
That sounds right.
Name, email, is editing, character mode, Sarah at Samobile.net, insertion point at start.
I'm going to flick down with 1 finger to review letter by letter. If when you flick down, if you're following along exactly, and you do not get letters, but you get words or something else, you'll want to use your rotor till you come to characters.
S-A-R-A-H. S. Sierra.
Now, if you notice and you stop on each letter, it will say the phonetic equivalent.
A. Alt M. Mike. O. B. I. L. E. Period. Period.
Oh, there's my mistake. I have a second
N. N.
Period in there.
Remember.
So I'm going to
return. Delete.
Delete one of those.
Period. E.
Okay.
Echo.
I have flicked up with 1 finger just to go back a little bit. I'm on the E.
E. Period. N-E-T. Tango.
Everything looks fine now.
Cancel. Button. New account. Heading. Next. Button.
Nothing is really spoken at this point, but I am on a new screen of information. And the first thing it wants to know is, what kind of account am I setting up? Am I setting up an IMAP account or a POP account? Sometimes POP and POP3 will be used to mean the same thing. It just varies a little bit from one program to another. In my case, again, I'm going to use IMAP.
Next, dimmed, button, selected, IMAP, button, one of two.
If I wanted to select
POP, button,
POP, I would flick right to that option and I would double tap on it. In this case, IMAP is already selected and that's what I'd like to use.
Name, Sarah Tech.
It's already got my pseudonym filled in. Of course, you would put your own name in this spot.
Name, Sarah Tech. Text field. Email, sarah@samobile.net. Email, sarah@samobile.net. Text field. Double tap to edit.
As I said before, this duplication is because one field has the text written and the next field is for editing. The first field you can't actually do anything with. It is more for display purposes.
Description, Samobile. Description, Samobile. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Again, you could edit the description.
Incoming mail server. Heading. Host name. Mail, example.com. Host name, mail, example.com. Text field. Double tap to edit.
You will need to double tap to edit this information. And what you are going to enter here is secure.samobile.net.
Host name, text field, is editing, character mode, mail test, samobile.net.
Again, that name is only for the test server I'm using. You will want to have secure.samobile.net.
Username required. Username required. Text field. Double tap to edit.
Some programs will automatically fill this in. This one does not. It's a slight misnomer to say that what is needed here is your username, because actually what you need is your entire email address. Just a few hints if you are touch typing and not using a Bluetooth keyboard. First, when the field specifically asks for your email address, the at and period symbols will often be on the same keyboard as your letters. However, when it's asking for a username, you'll have to choose the more numbers option to access these. Also, if you're going to type this email or any other email address with any kind of frequency, one thing you may want to do is set up a shortcut for this. You can find that in the Settings app. For example, I set up the letter E typed 3 times. When I type that, it will automatically display my email address. And this makes the process a lot quicker. If you're only typing in your email address when you're setting up this account, it's probably not worth it. Flicking right from here, I find the password, which thankfully is already filled in.
Password. 9 characters. Password. 9 characters. Secure. Text field. Outgoing mail server. Heading. Host name. SMTP. Example.com. Host name. SMTP. Example.com. Text field. Double tap to edit. Insertion point at end.
Again, this is where you would type secure.samobile.net. After you have entered the secure.samobile.net, you're ready to move on. Again, if you are changing this to use our more secure procedures and you have mail.samobile.net, you will need to change that mail to secure. Now, let's flick right.
Username, optional.
This, for our purposes, is incorrect. While some email setups may not require it, we do. So the username and password, in this case, are not optional, and you will need to enter them both. Once you've entered your email address in the username field, and then have flicked right to the password field and entered that, you will be back at the keyboard area if you flick right again. So you want to go back to the upper left-hand corner of the screen.
One of five bars. Cancel. Button.
Flick right once.
New account. Heading. Next. Button.
And again, you'll come to next, which, once again, is not grayed out. At this point, it may ask you to verify. For some reason I don't quite understand, this has taken me back out to the main screen where I select and set up accounts, possibly because I had previously set up, then deleted this same account on my device. Either way, let's go back in.
Accounts, heading, iCloud, button.
And I'm going to flick right past my other email accounts to this one.
Saradek, PTD, Lasasali, Samobile, button. Samobile, mail, back button. IMAP, heading, account, Sarah, at Samobile.net, button.
I'll double tap on the account name.
Account, cancel, button. Account, heading, done, button. IMAP account information, head, name, Saradek, name, email, description, description. Incoming mail serve, host name, mail test, Samobile, host name, username, username, password, 9 characters, password.
I've skipped past much of that information because it's already filled in. And if you weren't familiar with the process, you'd think you're all done, but you're really not, because you've configured your incoming settings, but not your outgoing settings. We want to double tap here.
SMTP, account, back button. SMTP, heading. Primary server, heading. Mail test, samobile.net, on, button.
Yours should say secure.samobile.net on, and you want to double tap here. This will not turn it off. It's just telling you that there's more information here and that this is on.
Mail test, samobile.net, cancel, button. Mail test, samobile.net, heading, done, button, server, on. Outgoing mail server, heading, host name, mail test, samob, host name, mail test, username, Sarah, at samobile.net.
You want to make sure that the username that's listed here is your entire email.
Username, password, 10 characters, secure. Password, use SSL, on. Double tap to toggle setting.
By default, use SSL is on. If it is not, you would want to double tap to turn it on.
Authentication, password, button.
You want to leave that as it is.
Server port, 587.
And you want to leave the server port at 587, or to set it to 587 if it is not currently set at that number.
Server port, 587.
And that's the last bit of information.
Cancel. Button.
There. So I'm back up at the left-hand corner of the screen, the upper left corner.
Mail test, Samobile, done, button.
You will then want to use the scrub gesture to go back, or find and double tap on the account, back button.
Account, back button. Account, cancel, button.
We're going to look at one more area, and then we should be done.
Advanced, button.
The very last button on this screen, if you either start from the bottom and you flick left, or you start at the top and flick through everything and come to it, is the advanced button. I'm going to double tap.
Advanced, account, back button. Advanced, heading. Mailbox behaviors, heading. Drafts mailbox, sent mailbox, deleted mailbox, archive mailbox, move discarded message, selected, archive mailbox. Deleted messages, remove. After one, incoming settings, heading.
We don't need any of those options. You could change your rotor to headings and flick down once to get to this information. I went past it so that you are aware that it is there, but you really don't need to change it.
Use SSL on. Double tap to toggle setting.
Here, as before, you want to make sure that Use SSL is on.
Authentication. Password. Button.
You want to leave that as it is.
IMAPPath prefix. Slash. IMAPPath prefix. Slash. Server port. 993.
And you want the server port here to be set at 993.
Server port. 909. S/9. S/9.
In theory, everything in this area should already be set. You shouldn't need to change anything. However, it never hurts to double check.
3 of 3 Wi-Fi bar account. Archive mailbox. Account. Back button. Account. Cancel. Button. Account. Heading. Done. Button.
I'm going to double tap done. At some point, you will be told that your device is verifying, and you should receive the message that setup is successful. You can then go into the Mail app and find the account. I'm now in the Mail app.
Flagged. VIP. Samobile. One unread message.
It lists the SA Mobile account, and it tells me that I have one unread message. I hope this demonstration of setting up or reconfiguring SAMNET email on Outlook and on the iPhone will be of help to you. If you need further assistance, you have a few options. You can ask questions in the users forum. You can access help, or you can call us at 612-246-4818. While it may not be possible for us to provide you with assistance for setting up every device or program that's out there, we'll be happy to help where we can, and these settings should be enough to help you get set up, whatever program you are using. I hope you have a safe, secure, and happy experience on SAMNET, and thank you for listening.